Going heavy. Saturday, March 12th, 2022. This will put a smile on everyone's face. The deadlift. A heavy day for the deadlift. 7 sets of 2. Just a gift from above. Last time we did this exact rep scheme was on May 27th, 2020. If you want to go back into the BTWB app, check your loading, check your rest intervals. That'll give you some input for today. If you haven't yet, you need to watch the video entitled How to Approach Heavy Days. It includes warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, all that critical information. Of course, we've got a video showing today's lift. Super Fitness Robot Time would be holding 85% or more of your one rep max across the entire workout. More likely time, 70% or higher of your one rep max. Wildcard option could be a fun choice for a lot of people, and it's still going to preserve the stimulus. It's 7 sets of 2 on the power clean. I think there's going to be a lot of folks that really enjoy that. And they don't have to necessarily be touch and go if it doesn't treat your body well. Your double for 7 sets of 2 could just be 2 quick singles, taking the time you need to safely reset, and then you rest your 2 to 4 minutes before you do your next double. If touch and go doesn't treat your body well, don't do that to yourself. If it does, great. Scaled option, still 7 sets of 2 deadlift, because scaling a heavy day just means let's keep knocking the loading down until we get to whatever's appropriate for you. That's the best way to scale a heavy day like today. Lighter, lighter, lighter. Empty barbell, broom handle, PVC pipe. There's a way we can help somebody deadlift today. Ooh, the limited equipment crew. No heavy barbell, but they're going to get stronger. They've got their trusty dumbbells. Pair of 50-pounders for the men, pair of 35s for the women. We've got dumbbell, single-leg, stiff-legged deadlifts, 4 sets of 12 reps per leg. Single-arm dumbbell rows, 4 sets of 12 reps per arm. Plank holds, doing a 2 to 3 minute plank hold. And then dumbbell glute bridges, 1 set of 50 to 75 reps, holding 1 dumbbell in your lap, securing it with your hands. You can superset that stuff, meaning you don't have to do all the single leg, stiff legged deadlifts and all the rows. You can mix and match and break it up as long as you get in the work by the end of the session. And of course, if you've got more dumbbells in your arsenal and a different loading makes sense for you, feel free to change the loading. Super Fitness Robot would be just blasting through it and doing everything unbroken. Wow. More likely it's because we're human beings breaking up the sets as needed. No equipment workout today. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10 reps for time of a glute bridge followed by a 30-second plank hold. Those glute bridges have a 1-second pause at the top of each rep. The optional accessory work today, the first one's an either or, and this is assuming you didn't do the limited equipment option because it includes bent over rowing. So either barbell bent over rows or one-arm dumbbell rows. Again, one or the other. If given the choice and you have the appropriate loading, I'd always take the dumbbells because I love the unilateral work. And then the other portion is barbell glute bridges. 3 sets of 5 to 10 reps. Video of that movement. Cool down and stretching for the day. 5 to 15 minutes casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the glute stretch, holding that for 1 to 2 minutes per side. And foam roller for the back and lats. Just like that, we're halfway through March. Hope everybody enjoys their rest day tomorrow. Hope they enjoyed the heavy day today. And I will see you back here on Monday for more workouts.